91X News.
It's 23 degrees and sunny at 7 o'clock. I'm Taylor Rinkema. A 16-year-old Belleville youth faces charges of robbery and breach of probation in connection with a robbery at a Dundas Street East business on Sunday. Yesterday afternoon, police found the boy who got away during the initial chase on Sunday night. He was held for a show cause hearing today, and his name cannot be released under the Youth Criminal Justice Act. 28-year-old Terry Godfrey of Belleville was charged with one count of assault last night. Police were called to a disturbance on South John Street where one man reportedly butted heads, literally, with another. The Transportation Safety Board is investigating an incident in the air that apparently had an impact on the ground in Toronto. David Bent has the details.
They came out of the sky, chunks of metal about the size of cell phones. They fell to the ground near Pearson International Airport just as an Air Canada plane was making an emergency landing. The Boeing 777 had just taken off for a flight to Japan when an engine failed. The plane returned to the airport, landing safely. But police say at least four parked vehicles were hit by falling debris, although Constable George Tudor says they can't confirm that it came from the plane.
All the victims are stating that a plane passed overhead, and that's when the debris fell down.
No one on the plane or on the ground was hurt. David Bent, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
More than 500 Montreal lawyers walked silently through the city's downtown core on Monday evening to protest a special law targeting striking students. The lawyers are upset about several provisions of the law, claiming it infringes on freedom of association as well as other liberties. Organizer Remy Bourget says his colleagues felt it was their duty to speak out.
We cannot say, do not respect the law. But as lawyers, what we can say is that this law is unfair. We can say that this law should be abolished or contested in court.
The striking student groups have made repealing the law one of their demands from the government. Farmers and grain handlers applaud a move by the Harper government to order striking CP rail workers back on the job. Legislation was tabled in Parliament to end the five-day dispute. Norm Hall, president of the Agricultural Producers Association of Saskatchewan, says the farm economy cannot afford a long dispute.
It's good to see that our grain will be moving again, and unfortunately, CP Rail and their workers couldn't come to an agreement without doing this, but hopefully the government appoints a mediator so that everybody gets a fair shake in the end.
Federal Labor Minister Lisa Raitt says she'd like to see the trains rolling by Thursday. Provincial Park and the Ministry of Natural Resources say some areas west of Timmins will likely be reopened to the public today. Several hundred people were evacuated when a massive forest fire threatened the area. The OPP says a number of evacuated areas north of Highway 101 West will be reopened and the status of the forest fire remains stable. Officers will be on hand to escort property owners back to their seasonal residences. Looking at sports, he grew up a Montreal Canadiens fan, and now Scott Mellanby will have a key role determining the Habs roster. Mellanby was named Director of Player Personnel for the Canadiens, part of the front office being put together by new GM Mark Bergevin. Mellanby spent the last two seasons as an assistant coach with St. Louis, and before that was in Vancouver's front office. With the Canadiens front office taking shape, Bergevin still needs to decide on a coach to replace former interim bench boss Randy Cunnyworth. On the hardwood, the Miami Heat got the lead in the opening quarter and went on to beat the Boston Celtics 93-79. It was the opening game of the NBA Eastern Conference Final. LeBron James scored 32 points and grabbed 13 rebounds, and Dwayne Wade scored 10 of his 22 points in the fourth quarter for the Heat. Game 2 goes tomorrow in Miami. Meanwhile, the West Final resumes tonight in San Antonio, with the Spurs holding a 1-0 lead on Oklahoma City. Baltimore Orioles manager Buck Showalter says you can see why the Toronto Blue Jays think so highly of Drew Hutchison. The 21-year-old rookie allowed 3 hits, all singles, and struck out 9 or over 7 shutout innings in the Blue Jays' 6-2 win over the Orioles. The Blue Jays also got help from the long ball in snapping a 5-game losing streak. Edwin Encarnacion hit his 16th homer, a 2-run drive to the left in the third. Kelly Johnson added his 9th, a 2-run shot to center in the fourth. Looking at the forecast for today, mainly sunny, increasing cloudiness this afternoon, and a 60% chance of showers or thunderstorms. For tonight, cloudy, the showers continuing but clearing up around midnight and a low of 14 degrees. And for tomorrow, sunny with a 30% chance of showers in the evening and a high of 23. For Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud with a chance of showers again and a high of 18. At 7:05, it's 23 degrees. I'm Taylor Rinkema. 91X News is on the air and online. Check out 91X.fm to listen live. News is next at 7:30.
is 91X. CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.